Okay, so I got the talk when I was in fifth grade. We were in my uncle's dining room, and my mom sat my sister and I down, and she started, and my dad came home from work. He came through the door and was like, "What you guys doing?" And my mom's like, "We have to discuss the talk right now." My dad's like, "Nope." He walks upstairs and turns on the Blackhawks game, and then during the middle, he comes down with a bag of pretzels and asks, "How's it going?" And we were like, "It's going good." And then he went back upstairs to finish watching the game.
How'd you feel about that?
Oh, I'm glad he wasn't there. I don't think I would want him there.
Yeah.
So I don't remember when it was I had the talk, but it was with my mom. And my mom sat me down in a room. It was just the two of us, and she told me everything straight up. And then I remember after the talk, I walked past my brother with my mom, and he was like, "Oh, did you tell him about oral?"
Oof.
And I look at my mom with these questioning eyes, and she said, "Let's go back in there." And then she had to tell me about oral. So that's how that went, and that was it.
Wow. Well, my talk story was probably the most casual talk of all time. So it was like Saturday, and I was just casually like watching TV with my mom, and I just randomly started talking about hot guys at my high school. I was a freshman. And, you know, she, all of a sudden it just kind of went into the talk, and she, basically the premise of my talk is kind of similar to the Mean Girls one, but not really. Because if I did get pregnant, I would die, but it would be my mom killing me. So, but, you know, another thing that she said, she didn't really talk about, like, the ins and outs of, like, what sex is all about. She just basically said, you know, you kind of know how it works, you've seen movies, you know how it happens. But, she said, since you're a girl, you're going to have to fake it sometimes. And I said,
"Oh man.
All right, I'll be the judge." I mean, so far, not yet. But, you know, we'll see.
Freshman year, that's so late.
Yeah,
that
did
is
you,
really
like,
late.
So,
yeah.
I assume you, like, knew, right? You were
yeah,
just
I
like,
knew.
Like, I
it
get
was
it,
just
mom,
like,
right?
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, we never really had the talk." And I'm like, "All right, well, I mean, we could just kind of discuss the ins and outs, but, you know, whatever."
My parents never really gave me the talk. They kind of just assumed I'd figure out for myself, which is a big mistake. So I'm still pretty sure babies come from a girl's belly button. But, and so, that's just their fault, I guess.
I was like 8.
That's early.
That's super
early.
I was
like 3rd or 4th grade, right?
What is the proper time, would you think?
No, here's the thing.
Probably like
6th grade,
I feel.
I messed up because I asked about it. But, like, not in, like, a direct way. I did, like, I asked a question about genetics. Like, I was, like, a cerebral kid, I guess. I don't know what happened. But so, like, I asked about, like, okay, so, like, if babies come from women, then, like, but a baby is a mix of the mother and the father, where did, like, how do the father's genes get there? Do you know what I mean?
That's a very smart way to ask
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, what happened? You know what I mean?
As a third grader.
But so, like, I remember my mom, it was, like, evening, it was like 5 o'clock, and there was like this moment where it was like, okay, you know what I mean? And so she like explained everything, and I was miserable because it was like, I wanted like a quick kind of, like I thought it was like a quick answer, you know what I mean? But it turned into like 3 hours
uh-huh.
of just like sitting there, or at least maybe it was shorter than that, I'm sure it was, but like as a kid, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, this is the worst conversation I've ever had in my entire life, and also I literally wanted just like 2 minutes of an answer. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
It was rough, yo.
Given like a 2-minute answer, I'd say, the male genetics are transferred over to the woman when they find their mate. And thus transforms the baby.
I feel like my mom just didn't want to lie to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because I feel like if I was my mom, I would have been like, we'll talk about it later. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Or just avoided it. Like, I was 9.
So, all I remember about my talk is my dad saying the word contraceptives and plugging my ears and just wanting to die. Like, I literally tuned every single thing he said out. We were also driving, so I couldn't escape it. So, I think that was intentional. I was, like, trapped in the car, just like this, like, ignoring everything he said.
How old were you?
I think I was 11. So, it was, like, right around middle school. I don't know. I just, I was like, yeah, good talk. Like, thanks for that. And then just hoped for the best. Like, I'll figure it out.
When I was, like, 16 and my dad was teaching me how to drive, he asked me about, like, condoms and stuff. And he just goes, you good? I was like, I'm good. Never brought it up ever again. There was no, like, it was horrible. It was the worst.
My mom has asked me several times this year if she wants, if I want her to buy me condoms.
She's meant to.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
And then tell your mom to buy me some.
And she's like, do you know how to put it on?
Oh gosh.
That's totally, yeah. That's,
I said, mom, just
I'm glad I didn't, I don't, we don't have to learn
it's
that.
Fine.
That's too much.
Dyson gives them out for free. They have a guide and everything.
Instructions. Like a fucking Lego set.
It's like a pamphlet. It's all you need.
Can you imagine just it's happening and all of a sudden he's like, all right. Manual.
At least he's thorough. You know what I mean? Like
the A part.
Double checking.